As a historian, why do you think that caricature of Hoover is sort of the grade school and for many people the only picture they have of him?
Well, look, at the end of the day, you cannot avoid the conclusion that Hoover's was a failed presidency.
Right.
I mean, he failed rather spectacularly to get a grip on the major issue of the time, which was the onset of the Great Depression. So that's the fundamental explanation, I think, of why he's remembered so badly. There are some others. The Democratic Party, the National Party, hired a publicist in 1932 named Charles Michelson, whose job it was to demonize Hoover in the course of the campaign when he was running against Roosevelt. And Michelson was very, very successful. He was a
brilliant. The first negative campaign in American history, no doubt. And the last one until just recently.
Well, I'm not sure it was the first negative campaign. But
I don't think it was close.
Some of these things go back to Thomas Jefferson's day.
No, he had a much harder time.
But it was very effective, and it forever left this impression in the popular memory of Hoover as this mossback, do-nothing, laissez-faire conservative who simply would not budge in the face of this great crisis. Now, my own belief is that as time went on, Hoover got more and more crotchety and curmudgeonly in his later years and said a lot of, in my opinion, very impolitic things. It even contradicted some of his own earlier beliefs about the role of government and so on. And that added to this caricature of him as this irretrievable, troglodytic conservative.